Hi, this is Agatha Nolan in Nashville, Tennessee, and today's post is entitled, A Fresh Encounter. There are some things that we are all desperate to believe, but often our past experiences or our rational minds won't let us. It is hard for me to believe in miracles, even when there is no other rational explanation for an event. I've shared before about my vision problems. In May of 2007, I heard a snap, and the vision in my right eye was blurred, like looking through cheesecloth. I went to countless eye specialists. They couldn't find a reason or a cure. 4 years later, in August of 2011, I awoke one day to find my vision clearing, and by October, the blurriness was gone. I was ecstatic. There wasn't another explanation, so I deemed it a miracle and gave thanks for my cleared vision. On my next eye exam in December of 2011, my doctor was thrilled about my clear vision too. But when I asked about the floaters that I was still seeing, he advised, "Everyone over 50 has some floaters in their vision. You'll learn to look around them, but they won't ever disappear. It's just a sign of getting older." Well, I was still thrilled that my vision had cleared, and he was right. The floaters were more of a distraction than a hardship. A few weeks ago, I traveled back to South Africa and was anxious to see my beautiful friends, scenery, and animals with clear vision. It was good to be back in Johannesburg and Cape Town again. When I awoke from the 16-hour return plane ride from Johannesburg to Nashville, the floaters were gone. Perfectly clear vision, with no floaters, for the first time since May of 2007. I am grateful for this miracle in my life and my fresh encounter with God. It's time I started believing in miracles. May you also be richly blessed by feeling the presence of God in your life. Blessings, my friend. Agatha.